May it meet everyone's individual needs. B'Shem Yeshua. We recently returned from a wonderful spirit-filled weekend at the annual Tikkun, what is now called the Restore Family Conference. I was at the leadership part of the conference that began on Tuesday. And I noticed that much more of Tikkun's organization and vision was presented earlier that week. That was intentional because we want the family part of the conference to be packed full of life-giving ministry rather than with organizational information. It's that way every year. And I have noticed that our members who are not leaders and who do not attend the earlier part of the conference come away with only a vague understanding of Tikkun's foundational purpose and its value to Ohev. I have therefore decided to devote this message to familiarizing you with aspects of Tikkun that you may not know. It is, after all, Ohev's primary ministry affiliation and is therefore very important. Ohev Yisrael belongs to both Tikkun and the UMJC, both Messianic Jewish organizations, but very different. The UMJC is a delegate-led organization of member congregations, whereas Tikkun is apostolic, and its American component is led by what is called the American Apostolic Team, also known as the AAT. Tikkun America is headed up by the head apostle, or as we call him in Hebrew, Shaliach, Dan Juster. And I'm honored to be an associate Shaliach. The other team members serving currently are Glenn Blank, Jack Jacobs, John Glick, Ben Juster, Michael Weiner, and Todd Westphal. Richard Cleary recently came on board as a provisional member of the team, and Don Finto, whom many of us know, was a former international board member, is an honorary member of the AAT. The international board is situated in Israel, and while Tikkun America is semi-autonomous, it is a subsidiary of Tikkun International, and that links us directly to Israel, which we consider of great importance. Tikkun America describes itself broadly as a network and covenant community of fivefold ministry leaders and congregations. By the term fivefold, we mean the five ministry offices mentioned in Ephesians 4, verses 11 to 13, which says, "Furthermore, he gave some people as emissaries, some as prophets, some as proclaimers of the good news, and some as shepherds and teachers. Their task is to equip God's people for the work of service that builds the body of the Messiah until we all arrive at the unity implied by trusting and knowing the Son of God, at full manhood, at the standard of maturity set by the Messiah's perfection." Appreciation and incorporation of the fivefold gifts is primarily what sets Tikkun apart from the UMJC, the Messianic Jewish Alliance of America, and all other Messianic Jewish organizations in the United States. It's the not that there's a lack of it, but it's the emphasis. Covenant, commitment, and ministry accountability are two other very important aspects of Tikkun. The Tikkun manual states, and I quote, "Our desire is to minister out of long-term covenant relationships, and the Tikkun organization is an expression of these relationships. Our general orientation is toward lifelong building together with a common vision from God. This continuity of relationship applies the ideal of community to a band of ministers whose calling now spans several nations around the globe. The Tikkun Manual also gives a short account of Tikkun's formation history. It says, "The vision to birth this network of congregations and ministries came through the prayers and discussions of Daniel Juster, Asher, we used to call him Keith, and Trader, and Eitan, we used to call him Andrew, Shishkov, in the early 1980s, while all served at Beth Messiah Congregation in Maryland. Moshe, we used to call him Marvin, Morrison, and Michael Rudolph, you can call me Michael at this point, were a significant part of these discussions early on." Thank you very much. Yeah, I've got to get some Velcro for this thing. The manual then lists publications by Dan Juster and Asher and Trader that it considers foundational in conveying Tikkun's values. And these are upstairs. And if you haven't read any of them, I recommend that you do. The list is, and it's a short list because there are more, Growing to Maturity, Dan Juster, Jewish Roots, Dan Juster, Relational Leadership, Dan Juster, Israel, the Church in the Last Days, Juster and Intrader, The Irrevocable Calling, Dan Juster, Due Process, Dan Juster, boy, he writes a lot, Covenant Relationships, Asher and Trader, Models of Accountability, Dan Juster. It's important to note that while Tikkun considers itself to be a close ministry family, it goes out of its way to be inclusive of others. The Tikkun Manual states this: "We affirm the legitimacy of many other ministries and leaders who have scriptural integrity but who may not hold to our views on various matters. We recognize that God is in the process of correcting all of his people and restoring right understanding. Various communities understand more or less of this restoration. Therefore, Tikkun and its related ministries and congregations are free to enter into cooperative relationships with others who do not share our distinctiveness, so long as they do not compromise our principles and vision. Our prayer is that we will all grow continually closer in achieving God's best." Tikkun is also unique among other Messianic Jewish organizations in declaring its appreciation for the Christian church and in its willingness to work with it. The Tikkun Manual states, "It is important to note that wherever we minister, Tikkun seeks to connect to the Christian community. It is our desire to be joined to the church of the city as one way of fulfilling our calling to help the body of Messiah be restored to Jewish-rooted understanding of the word." Now, there's not enough time to expound on every aspect of Tikkun, so I will extract and read sections from the Tikkun Manual, and I will trust that you'll find it interesting and informative, even though I'm reading it, and I'll try to read it in a way that won't put you to sleep. Do we have the man with the pole and the feather, that'll tickle your nose when you fall asleep here? Okay, here's how Tikkun describes itself. Tikkun is an apostolic network. I'm just going to take that off. Equipping. No, I'm going to leave this. Yeah. Oh, is it on the floor? Oh, okay. Thank you. You can just put it on a seat somewhere. Yeah, let me get it. Got it? Tikkun trains leaders and congregational members through visits to congregations, conferences, training institutes, and more. We also equip leaders through phone and email communication. Encouragement. Tikkun leaders are available to encourage leaders during times of pressure and spiritual attacks. This includes counseling and advice as needed. Oversight. Tikkun provides oversight through the Tikkun America Apostolic Team. As a part of this oversight, we participate in local eldership deliberations on major decisions. Such oversight takes place through the submission of reports, through various modes of communication, and occasionally through on-site visits. Tikkun attempts to make two visits to each of its congregations each year. And, of course, this congregation, Tikkun, makes a visit every week through me. So that's a joke. Not good enough. That's a joke. Much better, much better. Accountability. When leaders are accountable for their ministry and personal lives, congregants can live in safety. This includes scriptural teaching, financial management, program implementation, and the general quality of congregational leadership. In addition, Tikkun provides a court of appeal for congregational members who believe that a serious wrong or error has occurred that was not rightly settled by their congregational elders. And when congregations join Tikkun, their leaders demonstrate that they are open to correction and are willing to be accountable to a Tikkun court of appeal. Apostolic and prophetic alignment. We believe that Tikkun's form and practice of government is on a healthy trajectory toward the new covenant model in the scriptures by its recognizing all fivefold ministries, especially apostles and prophets. The embracing of apostolic ministry is one key to spiritual blessing because the blessings of God flow when we are in proper leadership order. And kingdom expansion. Membership in Tikkun connects leaders and congregations to relational government and to kingdom expansion that is rooted in the land of Israel. Now, I'd just like to give you a little detail with regard to each of these things. So first, Tikkun is a prophetic network. And again, I'm giving you this from the words of the manual because it's stated so concisely that were I to try to rephrase it, I think I wouldn't do as much justice to it. One of the signs of the new covenant is the giving of prophetic gifts by the Holy Spirit. The Spirit is poured out on all flesh, and we are told that your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The book of Revelation says that the Spirit of Yeshua is the Spirit of prophecy. For this reason, we invite true prophetic input into the leadership of the network. Prophetic direction can arise from any leader or person who has a prophetic gift, not only from a recognized prophet or Navi. The latter plays a special role, but in all cases, these prophetic words are submitted for discernment and confirmation. Tikkun International and its affiliates, they are Ohele Rachamim and Revive Israel and Tikkun America, are all apostolic and prophetic. By apostolic, we mean that the network is led by a person or persons recognized as having the gift of the apostle. An apostle is one who has abilities from the Holy Spirit that are requisite to the tasks of founding, fostering, developing, equipping, and multiplying. The term apostle, as used here, does not equate modern-day apostolic leaders with the original apostles who followed Yeshua. And, some of their writings made scripture. Ours don't. It is rather a description of the Holy Spirit gifts of apostle, gift of apostle. By prophetic, we mean that we seek prophetic input from God for major directions. We do not just depend on a rational calculation to build in the kingdom. That an apostle seeks the leading of the Spirit is foundational to his leadership. In addition, those who prove themselves to be credible prophets have a significant role in hearing direction for the network. And this hearing is always submitted to the apostle and the government of the network for discernment and confirmation. And of course, you see in our congregation, Ohev Yisrael, we do the same thing. We have people who are gifted more than others, perhaps, prophetically, but they are submitted to the discernment of the elders in this case. Okay, Tikkun as a fivefold ministry network. Tikkun fully embraces the reality and significance of the equipping gifts listed in Ephesians 4:11. The apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. Did I leave any out? I don't think so. We have already spoken about the shliach, that is the apostle, and the prophet, but all of these gift ministries are for us today. We believe the Bible teaches that senior men of fivefold gifting, led by a head shliach, will tie congregations and trans-local ministries together so that the all-too-often conflict between the congressional and the it's too much television. Between the congregational and the paracongregational is avoided. As part of its Holy Spirit emphasis, now I'm going on to Holy Spirit. As part of its Holy Spirit emphasis, Tikkun believes that the supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit are essential for believers to build up one another. This includes not only the gifts that are more clearly supernatural, such as prophecy and tongues and interpretation and the working of miracles, but also those anointings that are less spectacular, such as wisdom, helps, and administration. We pray that all of God's gifts would be fully operative among his people. We invite this by maintaining openness to the moving of the Holy Spirit in our gatherings. And the above notwithstanding, during these times of revival and renewal, we resist adopting culturally Christian ways of expressing joy and worship that would distract from the Jewish culture of the Messianic Jewish synagogue. We are careful not to allow Jewish space to be eroded by the dominance of non-Jewish culture. Now, Tikkun is a Messianic Jewish network. Most of Tikkun's primary values are shared by other apostolic networks, the centrality of Yeshua, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, discipling believers in kingdom life, fivefold ministry, the power of the Holy Spirit, relational commitment, integrity, accountability, and so on. Certainly, all Tikkun congregations share these values. Tikkun has, however, a distinctive primary calling that distinguishes it from most other such networks, and that is a calling to participate in the restoration of the Jewish people. It is on this special calling that the Tikkun manual that I'm sure most of us have not read, and that's one of the reasons that I'm sharing this with you, is because I figure when you go home, you're not going to run and read the manual. So I'm trying to get this to you because there so many of us really don't have a deep understanding of Tikkun. Okay, The Tikkun manual focuses on these things, and it's not intended, nor can it contain a complete description of Tikkun's vision and values. In order to succeed, Messianic Judaism will need its leaders to have tremendous persistence of vision. We are standing against the historic opposition of the synagogue and also against almost two millennia of opposition from much of the Christian community. We must be tenacious. First, we must know that we have heard God and have received confirmation at such a level that we will not drop out when the going gets tough. We will need encouragement in this. And so we strongly encourage all Tikkun congregations to be engaged in the Messianic Jewish movement as a whole. Now, Tikkun is a relational network. The foundation of the Tikkun network is relational support among leaders who are committed to love, in love to Yeshua, the Messiah, and also committed to the Messianic Jewish vision of Tikkun. The first priority of this support is a prayer network, whereby we are updated on one another's lives through local and regional councils, correspondence, telephone, and email. We must be committed to inform one another, fellowship with one another, and pray for one another. At this stage of the Messianic Jewish movement, the demands of local congregations are so great that their leaders require much nurture and support. To facilitate this, under the leadership of Tikkun America Apostolic Team, designated Tikkun leaders make visits to congregational leaders and to their congregations, and leaders are also invited to meet individually in small groups and during special getaways for prayer, for mentoring, and relationship building. Our ideal of ministry is a team concept, whereby the complementary gifts of various leaders are used for the common good. Tikkun ministry is the established scriptural pattern, an equipping and caring network geared for ministry expansion requires meeting together and praying for one another. We come together in regional, monthly or quarterly fellowship meetings for mutual encouragement, edification, and prayer. Now, many of you may not know that we have in this area a regional Tikkun council that I believe for this month is going to meet next week. It used to meet in Virginia, it's currently meeting in Maryland. And we invite to that council not only Tikkun leaders, heads of congregations, but also we noted gifted leaders of the community and heads of other congregations that are not Tikkun congregations. So you see, Tikkun is not a narrow organization. It's an organization that tries to be broad and inclusive of other flows in the body of believers. Tikkun is a network of accountable congregations and ministries. Accountability is so important. As a network, we reject the independent orientation that has become prevalent in today's religious world. We believe that people should have accountability downward at a peer level and also upward. Now, when we say downward and upward, here's what we mean. Congregational members are accountable at a peer level. You know, peer level is horizontal. Peer level to one another. And then when we say upward, we don't mean there's a superiority. We mean it's a leadership level upward. When we say downward, we don't mean that it's inferior. We mean that it's a leadership level downward. It's a leadership hierarchy. So please understand that and don't be offended at my using the term upward and downward. So group leaders are accountable to chavura members downward and to elders upward. Elders are accountable to their shamashim, coordinators, group leaders, and congregants downward, to their elder peers and to senior elders of the network upward. Senior leaders are accountable to their elders. Now, it says downward, but I don't see elder. In my case, you see, I don't see myself as the authority of this congregation. I realize there are other congregations that are set up differently. But I see the elders of this congregation as the authority of the congregation, and I'm simply the leader, administrator, the person who leads the elders and implements what we as an elder team decide that the Lord wants for this congregation. So for this congregation, I wouldn't say to the elders downward, I would say to the elders as our peers. So, and also, I'm accountable upward to the regional councils and to the shlichim, or apostles who are part of Tikkun. And the shlichim are the most accountable of all. They are accountable downward to everyone in the network, including to individual congregants and to their shliach peers. And in common with all humanity, they are accountable upward to God, as are we all. Tikkun is a network of that's committed to restoring Christians to their Jewish roots. We are convinced that the scriptures were written in a Jewish context and can be fully understood only in that context. It is thus a primary aspect of Tikkun's vision to serve the Christian community by showing them a Jewish-rooted understanding of the scriptures, and we do it in the following ways. In a spirit of shalom, we take advantage of private and public opportunities to teach Christians about the Jewish roots of the faith without seeking to make them into messianic congregations. We help revive the Christian community's calling to intercede for and share with the Jewish people, and we teach about God's irrevocable calling of the Jewish people. We seek to partner with the Christian community for the salvation of the Jewish people, for only as one body of Messiah will this God-given goal be reached. And we foster a committed yet prudent unity with the rest of the body of Messiah. And we do this by developing solid relationships with Christians and Christian organizations and congregations. And when we join in larger gatherings of believers, we make certain that our unique identity as Messianic Jews is not compromised by this. Finally, Tikkun is a financially committed network. Tikkun utilizes tithing and explicit percentage financial commitments as its means of support. American congregations make a financial commitment, and congregational leaders tithe to support the apostolic ministry and accountability structure overseen by the Tikkun America Apostolic Team. Well, that's it. I hope that these excerpts from the Tikkun Manual have spoken more loudly and accurately than I could have had I told them to you in my own words. I hope it's evident to you how unique among Messianic Jewish and Christian networks Tikkun is, and how its New Covenant biblical values, its services, and its protections accrued directly to you, Ohev Yisrael's members. Thank you for allowing me to share this with you today. B'Shem Yeshua. Amen.